Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something that so many parents are experiencing right now, and I want you to know you're not alone in this. If your 4 or 5-year-old suddenly won't dress themselves, won't put on their own shoes, or seems to have forgotten how to do things you know they can do, this is for you. First, let me just say, I see you. I see the frustration when you're running late and your child is standing there saying they can't put their arms through their sleeves, even though they did it perfectly yesterday. I see the confusion when your capable little one suddenly needs help with everything. And I see the worry that maybe you've done something wrong or maybe they're falling behind. My dear friend, take a deep breath with me. You haven't done anything wrong and your child is exactly where they need to be. Here's something wonderful the magic book taught me. What you're seeing isn't your child losing skills or being difficult. What you're witnessing is actually a beautiful, normal part of development. Children ages 4 to 5 are in this amazing transition phase where they're discovering something powerful, their own independence and autonomy. And sometimes, the way they explore that independence is by testing boundaries, including the boundary of what they will and won't do for themselves. The Raising Children Network, which is supported by the Australian government and reviewed by registered nurses, tells us that dressing themselves and going to the toilet independently is quite easy for children at this age. But here's the important part they also share. Children still need supervision and help, and they're learning to balance their growing capabilities with their emotional needs. So when your child says they can't do something you know they can do, they're not lying or being manipulative. They're communicating something deeper. What are they really saying? Sometimes it's, I need connection with you right now. Sometimes it's, I'm testing to see if you still love me even when I'm not being independent. Sometimes it's, I'm feeling overwhelmed by how much I'm expected to do, and I need to feel small and cared for again. And you know what? All of those feelings are completely valid and completely normal. The National Association for the Education of Young Children, one of the most respected organizations in early childhood education, shares something beautiful. They found that listening to children attentively and reflectively enhances their self-worth and confidence. So when your child is resisting independence, that's actually a moment for connection, not correction. It's a chance to listen to what they're really communicating beneath the words. Now, I know what you might be thinking, but Inara, if I help them when they can do it themselves, won't that make them more dependent? Won't they never learn? Oh, my friend, here's where the magic happens. Research shows us that children who receive patient, encouraging support actually develop stronger self-confidence and better problem-solving skills than children who are pushed to be independent before they're emotionally ready. Independence isn't built by forcing children to do things alone. It's built by giving them a secure base of connection from which they can venture out and try. Think of it like this. Your child is like a little explorer and you are their home base. Sometimes they run out into the world, trying everything on their own, feeling brave and capable. But sometimes they need to come back to home base to refuel with your love and presence before they're ready to venture out again. That's not dependence, my friend. That's healthy attachment. That's the foundation of true confidence. The Children's Hospital of Orange County confirms that children ages 4 to 5 should be able to dress themselves completely without help, but should be able to doesn't mean they always will want to. And that's the key distinction. Your child has the physical capability, but they're still developing the emotional regulation, the motivation, and the sense of self that makes them want to use those capabilities consistently. So what can you do? How can you support your child through this phase with patience and love? Let me share some gentle strategies that honor both their growing capabilities and their emotional needs. First, offer choices within structure. Instead of saying, get dressed, try saying, would you like to put your shirt on first or your pants on first? This gives them a sense of control and autonomy while still moving toward the goal. They get to exercise their independence in the decision-making, which often satisfies that need for autonomy without the power struggle. Second, make it playful. Can you put your shirt on before I count to 10? Can your feet race into your socks? When we add an element of fun and connection, suddenly the task isn't a chore, it's an adventure. And children are so much more motivated by play than by pressure. Third, celebrate effort, not just success. When your child tries, even if they need help, acknowledge that trying. You worked so hard to get your arm through that sleeve. I saw you really concentrating. This builds what researchers call self-efficacy, the belief that their efforts matter and lead to results. Fourth, and this is so important, sometimes just help them. I know that might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. If your child is genuinely overwhelmed, tired, or needing connection, sometimes the most loving thing you can do is simply help. You can say, "I can see you're having a hard time this morning. Let's do this together." That doesn't create dependence, my friend. That creates trust. It shows your child that when they're struggling, you're there. And that is what gives them the confidence to try again tomorrow. The Magic Book showed me something beautiful about this. We have a story called The Dream Rhythm Marathon, about two friends named Kenji and Miva who are worried they won't be fast enough in a children's marathon. And Miva's mother, Celeste, teaches them something wonderful. She says, "Running is like dancing. It's not about being fastest, it's about finding your own beautiful rhythm." And that's exactly what independence is like for your child. It's not about being the fastest to dress themselves or the most independent compared to other children. It's about finding their own rhythm, their own pace, their own way of growing into their capabilities. Some days they'll race ahead, doing everything themselves with pride and joy. Other days they'll move slowly, needing your presence and help. Both are part of their unique rhythm. In the story, Kenji and Miva discover that the marathon course holds the dreams of every runner, and by finding their own dream rhythm, they learn that persistence and dreams work together to carry them forward. Your child is on their own marathon of growing up, my friend. And just like Kenji and Miva, they need to know it's not about being perfect or being the fastest. It's about having someone who believes in them, who runs alongside them when they need it, and who celebrates their unique way of moving through the world. After you read this story together, you might say to your child, "Remember how Kenji and Miva found their own rhythm? Getting dressed is like that too. You don't have to be the fastest. You just need to find what works for you. And I'm here to help you find your rhythm." That connection between the story and real life helps children internalize the lesson in such a gentle, beautiful way. Here's what I want you to remember, my dear friend. This phase where your child resists doing things they're capable of, it's temporary, it's normal, and it's actually a sign of healthy development. They're learning about autonomy, about boundaries, about the balance between independence and connection. They're learning that they can have their own preferences and still be loved. They're learning that it's safe to be vulnerable and ask for help. Your job isn't to force independence. Your job is to provide a loving, patient environment where independence can naturally bloom. And you're doing that beautifully, even on the hard days. Especially on the hard days. The research is so clear on this. Children whose parents respond with encouragement rather than taking over develop stronger self-confidence, better problem-solving skills, and greater resilience when facing challenges. You're not just helping your child get dressed, my friend. You're building their confidence, their trust, and their belief in themselves. That's huge. So the next time your child says they can't do something you know they can do, take a breath. Connect first. Ask yourself, what are they really needing right now? And then respond to that need with love. Sometimes that means encouraging them to try. Sometimes that means doing it together. Sometimes that means simply helping and saving the independence lesson for another day. You'll know what your child needs because you know them better than anyone in the universe. The Magic Book and I believe in you. We believe in your child. And we believe in the beautiful rhythm you're finding together, one day at a time, one sock at a time, one moment of connection at a time. If you'd like to explore the Dream Rhythm Marathon and other stories that support your child's growing confidence and independence, you can find them in the Book of Inara app. These stories are designed to help children see themselves as capable, to celebrate effort over perfection, and to understand that everyone grows at their own beautiful pace. Thank you for being here, my wonderful friend. Thank you for caring so deeply about your child's development, and thank you for giving yourself permission to be patient, to be gentle, and to trust the process. You're doing amazing work. With love and starlight, Inara.